Lord, these boys are handsome.
This is the Dynasty Football Life Podcast.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dynasty Football Life, the football podcast show where I, David, enable Jay's poor behavior, and I enable the spread of Ty's misinformation. Now, one of those things isn't true.
And gonorrhea.
That is true.
I shouldn't have borrowed your fleshlight.
This week's episode is dedicated to rookies. Rookies. These rookies are players who are in their first year, generally.
Cool.
Thank you, Dave. That's always.
Well, you know, in baseball, if you don't have enough at-bats, you're still considered a rookie. Or in hockey, if you don't have enough games played, you're still considered a rookie. I don't know what the rule is in football, specifically. But that's fair, okay.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
If you didn't catch our last week's episode, it was geared towards quarterbacks, the rookie draft 2024. So please check out that episode. And next week, we are going to be dabbling into the world of wide receivers in the class of 2024. So that'll be next
week. This week, though, class of 2023.
Yeah, class of 2023.
NFL rookies this week.
Yeah, that's fun. Rookies within that year. There are a few to discuss.
Next week's pre-rookies.
Pre-rookies.
I guess would be the term.
Exactly.
They're pre-rookies.
And then we'll talk about post-rookies. But guys, what happened around the NFL this weekend? Any big upsets this week? Or any Rodgers is coming back next week to play, right?
Yeah, he says he's coming back soon. I don't believe you could come back from an Achilles tear that quickly. But I mean, he does have access to the best Dolphins fucking sounds and mud. So
that's not easy to come by. You had a great performance by CJ Stroud. We'll talk about him. He's a rookie, but man, he had one hell of a performance.
Great game. I was watching that one. That was a lot of fun too. Last second. You know, last second victory. That was pretty special.
31-28.
So was it Josh Allen, the previous record holder? I think.
No, it was Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck
for passing yards.
I would fact check that. Yeah. People is okay. No, I think that's right. I believe Ty. The way just Ty says it, like it's got to be right. It's got
to
be true.
He said it with such confidence, but then he looked at me in fear. So I'll have to fact check that one just to be safe. Later though.
Later.
The suspense build.
I always look terrified. Just my personality.
It's just your look.
Yeah.
Well, Heath Cummings posted this on Twitter. CBS League PPR is the scoring. Top 10 2023 rookies by CBS. Is that CBS, like Channel 7?
The CBS Fantasy. They have their own fantasy platform. I've never really used it. I don't think it's very good. But I saw this tweet by Heath Cummings, and that's pretty much what gave me
the idea to do this episode. CBS.
Well, he works for them.
What channel
was
CBS?
But this is their fantasy rankings.
18. Channel 18.
Really?
18,
for me as a kid, it was Channel 7.
Well, depending on where you live, Dave, the channels could change. Maybe we should do that. I'll put a Spotify poll. What channel was CBS when you were a kid? Really, really deep dive into that that nugget you brought up there.
Deep dive. Okay, these are just the mixed classes, like quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, all mixed in. Minimum five games. That's a rule. QB5, you got CJ Stroud, and of course you have Tyler's favorite player of all time, Puka Nacua. WR10, RB10, Jahmyr Gibbs. WR18, Jordan Addison. WR20, Tank Dell. Pleasant surprise. QB28, Bryce Young. Buddy, you can do better than that. TE4, Sam Laporta. Right where we expected him. Am I right, kids?
Yeah, pretty much.
RB24, Bijan Robinson. A little bit lower than the average person may have thought. WR44, Josh Downs. I never thought I'd talk about him. I don't know why. Just never.
The man just to work his way into the dock almost every week.
Yeah, I know. Sneaky
bastard.
Hey,
I like him. He gets good. There.
He's good and almost as good. Very close to almost as good. Zay Flowers, arguably better. The WR45. We'll get into these fellows in more detail, but first, other than Puka, who we've talked about every week. What name stands out most to you on the list that I just read?
It's not so much the name for me. It's where they're ranked. Jahmyr Gibbs, RB10, and Bijan Robinson, RB24.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of migraine headaches, Jahmyr's missed a couple games too. Or I think a full game, right?
Yeah.
His usage of late, you know, thanks to the injury to David Montgomery, is definitely spiked. But I don't think the talent gap's as big as I thought it was. And the usage, I mean, I thought Detroit was going to be a worse place for Gibbs to land. But Arthur Smith has proven us all wrong.
Yeah.
He's definitely proven us. I wonder if he disappoints his family as much as he disappoints every fan of just football or the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like Artie Smith, he does.
I don't like what he's doing with a roster that's just missing a quarterback.
You're just missing the bigger picture, Jay. You're missing the bigger picture in Atlanta. You're not seeing it.
What is the bigger picture?
You're not seeing it. I'm not seeing it, but it's out there.
Arthur Smith sees it.
You want to make sure you get out there and you lose as often as you can to either backup or third-string quarterbacks or Dobbs, who had 20 minutes with the playbook and still came out and beat them. That's what Arthur Smith's going for, and he's achieving it. So, kudos.
Bijan at RB24, I think, is the biggest disappointment for me. Jordan Addison, man, what that could have been had Kirk Cousins not get hurt.
What it could have been.
Could still. CJ Stroud is shocking at QB5, though. Not after you saw him start the season, but just based off of like preseason rankings. Who had CJ Stroud at QB5?
I have him. He's been in a redraft league, has been my super flex since like week two or three.
Yeah, he's QB5, Dave. He should be.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Shut Jesus up. Christ, man.
But I'm talking early.
Wait till
on.
I tell you. You got to start this Pat Mahomes guy. QB3.
Hey, I'm talking redraft, though. I'm not talking dynasty. I got him started in redraft.
I know. QB5 in redraft.
Yeah. Well, you know,
QB5.
I'm surprised that he is QB5. Okay. I'm not surprised because the numbers are there. Like, he's. Obviously, look at him play. Like, I'm just like,
it's incredible.
People should be drooling over his like performance. Like, it's just like 400,
I'm frothing.
400, 500 yards.
I'm swelling a bit.
I love it. I hope it sticks around, unlike Jordan Love, which he was my other guy. He's, he's not on this list.
Yeah.
And he's a rookie.
He looks like, I would tell you, he looks like a rookie out there.
He is. He does. Yeah. He's throwing 50-50, which is a good, if you're going to a hockey game and you want to buy some tickets, 50-50 is great. You know?
Just at hockey games, though.
Well, you know, any sort of
sport. At baseball games,
there's too many people at a baseball game. It's like 60,000 people.
Yeah, no kidding. But they're bored, so they got to gamble. Ty, what do you got?
Please.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Before I go and talk about a couple other things and steal the next 20 minutes.
I think for me, the name that stands out is, well, CJ Stroud, obviously at QB5, but also I think 6-7 weeks ago, we did an episode where we actually ranked our dynasty quarterbacks, and I had Stroud exceedingly high. It almost seemed kind of stupid at the time, but now it's making me feel a bit better about it. For me, the name that stands out, probably Tank Dell, wide receiver 20. I love Tank Dell, but the fact that he's a top two wide receiver for fantasy this year in PPR, and you know, depending on, I guess, your scoring, your formats, that's... Yeah, that's pretty surprising to me, even though I did like Tank. I have him on like three dynasty teams. We talked about him coming in the season.
You
but
do.
To
you
be
do.
This good this early, that's nice to see. I'm happy for Tank.
Well, I mean, when you got Stroud at number five, QB5, that bleeds into the old wide receiving core. And as we've said a few times before, best buddies.
The two are not unrelated.
Tank Dell, he's kind of felt like a wide receiver one and a wide receiver 40, though. I think we can probably agree on that one.
Yeah.
He's very boom bust. He's either above or very below 10 points.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the boom busts.
That is true.
On my teams.
That is true. That's true. I mean, but, you know, still pretty.
It is what it is.
You're still pretty happy with it if you have them. You don't have to start
every
single week. Oh, very
happy with the 20. Absolutely. No. Absolutely. You know what's disappointing to me on this one is Zay Flowers.
Yeah,
because he's a much better wide receiver than wide receiver 45. If you watch any Ravens games, you'll notice he's not being used downfield almost ever. He's been almost used exclusively in the mid to short passing game. And unless you're in PPR, you're not going to get a lot of points on the short throws. His ability to get open and to get deep is there. The team just isn't using him that way. I'm not sure as to why, but the Ravens are winning. So, I mean, well, he's a rookie. Sometimes rookies got to earn their stripes or whatever, but I would like to see Zay Flowers considerably higher than that. I think he's the most, well, maybe Jordan Addison, or yeah, maybe Jordan Addison on this list here. He's pretty talented too, but Zay Flowers, I think, is the most talented wide receiver on this list. Puka Nacua,
We're gonna make you rank them after, so you know, we'll get into
okay,
that.
Cool.
Yeah. Relax, Jay.
I'm just saying wide receiver 45 for Zay Flowers is a bit disappointing. I think it's more of a usage thing and not a talent thing.
Well, you know, if they're winning games, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I mean, what's their record? 6-2?
Seven and two.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, jeez, I was one off.
Sorry. I'll stop jumping ahead. You guys,
I said that very matter of factly. I'm not looking at anything. I'm pretty sure that's it. But
let's focus now, if we could, guys, on the quarterbacks specifically. These are the rankings with the fantasy points per game using the Yahoo default fantasy scoring. CJ Stroud 19.8 average. Anthony Richardson, 18.6, RIP. Will Levis, 18.2. Tyson Bagent, 12.9. I like that. Bryce Young, 12.8. Just a 0.1 behind the old Bagent. I'm going to pop my peas on that one. And then you have the old Canadian boy from Flin Flon, Manitoba. Just kidding. He's from Canada, though, somewhere. 8.75 on his two starts. Good for him for getting in there, eh?
Is that Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah.
I had no idea he was Canadian.
Is he not? Or
he is.
Oh, wait. He might be just from the CFL.
He's back not check, either.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if either is.
I don't know. Are you thinking of Jerry O'Connell?
From Sliders?
The guy from Sliders? Yeah, I think that's...
Secret Identity? No, Aiden O'Connell is one of those two things. He either played in the CFL or he's Canadian. And
Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, you look it up right now. I'm going to keep on talking now.
Yeah, you keep talking.
Yeah, I'll keep chiming away. Stroud set the rookie single game passing record on Sunday. How good is he? And where do you rank him in Dynasty now? Is it crazy to have him in the top five? Like Ty, you mentioned earlier, and as we saw in the episode a few weeks back, you already had him pretty high up. That's on record in the zeitgeist. And I can't believe you were right. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the shit that comes out of your mouth. And you got this right.
It could be obscene at times. Just crazy.
But I don't think it's that crazy. As I say, he's just... I'm not seeing the games. Like, I don't see like Houston games, unfortunately. I watch a lot of Packers games. Don't ask me why.
I can tell you how impressive CJ Stroud is. So impressive, I can tell you that he's neither from Canada... Nor did he play in the CFL.
Just like
Aiden O'Connell.
Really?
Illinois born.
He was born in Illinois. I knew he never played in the CFL, but I was like, maybe he is Canadian. I don't know. Yeah. No, he's from Illinois. Okay. CJ Stroud, also not Canadian, also didn't play in the CFL. But
enjoys maple syrup, yeah. Though. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? It's delicious.
That's what it is. I knew it was.
He loves the maple syrup. Yeah. I think Dave's still thinking of Jerry O'Connell. I really do.
I think so, too. It's like, was he the Aiden O'Connell? Was he the fat kid from the Goonies? I think he was.
He might have been.
He got into shape, okay?
He looks like Rod Farva.
He's on a talk show now.
from Super Troopers.
Super Troopers? Yeah.
Super. All right, back to, come on, guys.
Leader Cola.
This is Stroud. Now, is he a top, are we talking top five QB or top five overall in Dynasty?
Top five QB is the question, and I'll jump in first.
Okay, so if that was top five overall, I think no.
I mean, if you're talking super flex, it's not a huge difference, but, you know, I digress.
You do.
Top five QB for me, probably not still. I think I had him six or seven weeks ago.
Give him five. Come on.
I still got him there. I mean, can you put him ahead of Mahomes, Allen, Hurts? Not for me. Justin Herbert, no. Joe Burrow, probably not. Lamar Jackson, also probably not. He's in that range right after those guys, I guess.
Okay. That's
but
fair.
Realistically, I think, you know, Trevor Lawrence, can you put him ahead of Trevor Lawrence? Sure, you don't have to, but you can.
The options.
Tua,
there.
Definitely. Anthony Richardson, I mean, I put him ahead a few weeks, like several weeks ago for Richardson. I loved Richardson coming in, but so I think he's definitely ahead of that you know, at least at the top of that tier with guys like Trevor Lawrence, but, you know, not quite, you know, jumping into the Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's it's a little nutty for me.
So high tier two. He's the leader of the tier two pack?
He's in the tier two pack, yeah, with, you know, right, bottom of the right. Joe Burrow pack, maybe, or top of the Trevor Lawrence. I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Depends how you want to do your tiers.
Dave, where are you ranking him? I know you're pretty high on him.
I am, but
ever since Ty told you he was really good.
Well, after Ty, the names that he was saying, I'm like, well, it's kind of hard to put him that close. So I say for now, I think it's you know, seven. I'd have him seven or eight in there. I want to put him ahead of. I do kind of want to put him ahead of Burrow, but that's because I don't have any Burrow shares. So I hope he.
Burrow, the part of problem with Burrow, I think, is more recency bias. Like, he's had two good games now. But before that, he looked kind of rough.
It was injury,
based off of his calf injury.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think a lot of people are kind of. I mean, Burrow at the same time isn't the best fantasy quarterback. Is he one that I'd want in a playoff game? Absolutely. But fantasy wise, he's not on the same tier, I don't think. So I wouldn't be shocked if he was ahead of Burrow, and I wouldn't be shocked, honestly, if he's ahead of our friend of the Los Angeles Chargers. Herbert. You know, by this time next year.
Oh, I like Herbert quite a bit.
Herbert.
Too,
I love Herbert. I like Herbert, but I mean, Stroud's a little younger and he's doing it with the Houston Texans. Like, Herbert has weapons. I mean, Quentin Johnson isn't the guy at all.
He's not.
And Mike Williams, he fucking sucks. We'll get to him, I hope.
Yes, we will. But briefly.
But we also thought he sucked. The only reason we got excited about him was because he was going to the Chargers. And then Mike Williams went down and we're like, ooh, this could be No, this is bad. This is a guy that has, he kind of reminds me of like almost like Mike Gesicki, not like to the same extent, but, you know, like seems like he's incredibly athletic, but on the tape and the football field doesn't lie. Like his immeasurables are great, but as a receiver, not the guy. What were we talking about? I was talking about quarterbacks, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we're going to move on to Bryce Young.
I got my flu shot today. I'm a little loopy.
We were talking about Canada's native son, Aiden O'Connell.
Canada's son, Aiden O'Connell. Rod Farva, 2.0. So I could see him slipping into the top five, yes. Right now, no. But by this time next year, yeah, I when he's drafted, I could see him slipping into the top five. Lamar Jackson, I don't think he beats, no. Okay. I think he's a tear break for me.
Fair enough, Jay. Fair enough. Now, Bryce Young, he's had a tough start to his career. And this is what I want you to do. And I want you to cooperate with me here. I want you to rank the following quarterbacks, please. Bryce Young, Brock Purdy, Will Levis, I'll say it correctly now, Sam Howell.
Okay, I can jump in first. I mean, I won't elaborate on Will Levis now because I think we'll get to him in a little more detail next.
Very soon.
But, oof. This is a really, really handsome and intelligent question. But it's actually pretty tough. When I wrote this question, I was very certain of how I was going to answer it.
And here we are bumbling about it.
Now I'm all befuddled going on, just wasting time. But let's go. Fuck it. Let's go. Will Levis, Bryce Young, Brock Purdy, Sam Howell. Sam Howell's awesome for fantasy. I just don't think he keeps the starting job. Will Levis has almost no. You know, we'll elaborate on him later, but almost like, you know, no starting, you know, work to really base anything off, but just call it a feeling. I think he's going to be impactful.
Brock Purdy's just in a really good situation, and Bryce Young, well, you know, you'll come around. Jay,
I'm pretty close, but Bryce Young, Will Levis, Sam Howell, Brock Purdy.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
I still think Bryce Young is going to be an excellent quarterback. But it'll be a bumpy road. Hopefully your drinks are sealed, folks. It's going to get a little bumpy. Brock Purdy, I think you're starting to see, you know, you're starting to see what he really is when he loses weapons. And I don't think, you know, as much of a great story he is.
It's a lovely story.
As soon as you, you know, Christian McCaffrey doesn't play, or, you know, Debo and
they lose games.
Ayuk get hurt, like. That offense, he cannot carry that offense at all. The offense carries him. And I think Sam Howell has a good arm. He's not a bad quarterback. And yeah, do I think he's necessarily going to be a starter moving forward? But yeah. There's a potential that he won't. But there's also potential he's going to be a lot of fun to watch the rest of the year, because that defense is going to be they're going to have a hard time stopping any offenses. So that the Commanders will be on the field pretty often. So I'm going to throw Brock Purdy at the end because I think he's the worst quarterback of the four by far.
All right. Well, the correct answer is Bryce Young, Will Levis, Brock Purdy, Sam Howell. Okay.
Probably true.
No. Yeah.
Consensus does not make correct.
No, I'm just giving you the right answer.
Just ask Germany in the
East or West. Bring back the wall.
Previous century.
I say. All right, let's talk about Will Levis a little bit more in depth, as he's deserving of it. My question to you guys is, do you think he's worth a late first in Dynasty Superflex today? Like right now? And how much effort would you put into acquiring him?
No, I don't think he's worth late first.
Okay. Then no, Jay, and that's honest, and I love it.
Dave, do you want to know how much effort I have to put into acquiring him?
Well, none, I would think.
Hey, Jay, would you like to give me Will Levis? Jay, you already have Will Levis. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think two games, like the two-game sample size. Now, people will look at his two games that he played and go, oh, man, he was fucking fantastic his first game. He didn't do that well. No, he was great in his second game as well. He had some good throws. The offense just wasn't driving, but he took care of the ball. The things that I was most worried about with Will Levis, I was more eased after watching him play the second game. Because he looked like he made some good decisions, and he made a couple tough throws. Like, there was one throw he was about to get hammered. He tossed it to Derrick Henry, and Henry took off and did what Derrick Henry does. And that, to me, was a little more, calm the nerves a little bit. Yeah, this guy could be a legit starter. And I think as far as talent goes, like, he does remind me a lot of a young Josh Allen. Not that he'll ever be that guy, but just this athletic freak with all the tools that, you know, people were hesitant about the ball security. And just being able to think at the NFL level, will he be Josh Allen? No. But, you know, he might be a good, we have a Josh Allen at home facsimile.
Facsimile was actually long form for facts.
It is correct.
It's a little known fact.
Philically.
Little known
fact. Now, you said Derrick Henry caught a ball that they threw to him?
Yes.
That's not what Derrick Henry does. Okay.
You know, he runs through people normally, but this is, you can go look it up. Will Levis to Derrick Henry.
Oh, I believe you.
The pass was like, it was either he gets hit with the ball, or a lot of rookie quarterbacks in that scenario will throw an interception or they'll intentional grounding or one of those things, but he had the presence of mind through the power of mayonnaise and just quick dart to Derrick Henry down the field.
Quick dart. I like to smoke a quick dart. Ty, Will Levis, is he worth a first in Dynasty Superflex?
Yeah, I think he is. A late first.
Really?
If you're certain that you're competing, but you want to get another young quarterback, I think why not? Late first for me, it's worth the gamble. It's extremely far from a certain thing. There's a very real chance that Will Levis isn't a starter in the NFL by next year or even end of this year. But fuck it, it's so hard to get good young starting quarterbacks. It really is. If you do think there's a chance this guy starts for the next 10 years, then why not trade your late first for him? I'm going to really, really emphasize it has to be a late first. But if you look at the rest of his rest of season schedule for him, he's got a lot of good matchups. I think the value is going to go up. He's got Tampa, Jacksonville, then Carolina, Indy, Miami will be a shootout, Houston, Seattle, and Houston again to finish the year. So if you do make a trade for him, you're betting on the fact that he ends up rising up quite a bit. And it's a possibility. So, you know, if you're in need, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Can I have a counter? Can I counterpoint to us?
I suppose. Go ahead.
I'm not opposed to a late first round pick for this guy. But if you trade your late first round pick, Ty, you cannot draft Michael Penix. It's actually Penix, but...
You just want to say
no. There's some potential studs coming out of this year's draft.
There are.
Would you trade the pick that has one of those good young quarterbacks? Obviously not Caleb Williams. Obviously not Drake May.
But what are the other guys?
Your third ranked. Like, would you take him over
Bo Nix?
Yes.
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, it's two games into Will Levis's starting career, but. But
he's
yeah, why not? I mean,
15 years younger than Bo Nix.
I mean, Will Levis is actually, he actually is 24, so he's younger than you know, Bo Nix, I think Penix, a couple of the guys. Penix.
Here we go.
He's Stop younger it. Than a couple of the guys that we're going to potentially see in the first round this year anyway. So, you know, would I be upset about, you know, losing the opportunity on those guys to draft or to, you know, to acquire Will Levis where we know his situation and he's been named a starter for the rest of the year as of today? No, I'm fine with that.
Okay, fair.
Could bite me in the ass, but that's fine.
Jay, I applaud the question. It's bold. I have another bold question. I want you to make a prediction. I want to get into the AFC South, the world's best
Dumpster
division.
Fire.
Yeah. Jump in your old 85 DeLorean, and 2 years from now, who is the best quarterback? Is it Richardson, Lawrence, Stroud, or Levis?
Best for fantasy or best overall quarterback?
Both.
Doesn't say.
Name both. Two different if you want.
Best for fantasy, Anthony Richardson. Best overall, CJ Stroud, I think, at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, agreed. But Richardson, there's so much like potential so for injuries and just not, you know, maybe not playing enough games. So that's why, like, Stroud, I actually...
Six games tied, he'll be...
I actually rank Stroud a little bit ahead in my dynasty rankings just for that security, but... Yeah,
he's got one foot out the door.
That's the right answer.
It's crazy because, like, Trevor Lawrence, like, this season's been very disappointing. It looked like he was on his way up last year. He was the next coming of the football Christ, right? Like, he was the next guy.
He even kind of looked like him. Got the long hair. Yeah, yeah. Imagine like got some California, abs if you put
California
him on a cross.
Christ, we'll call him.
California. Like
but no, he was, he's my most disappointing of the group for sure. I would love to see a Trevor Lawrence resurgence. But Jacksonville do what Jacksonville do, and that's dysfunctionality at its best. So.
Yeah,
and they've been pretty good as a team this year, but Lawrence is still, he's okay. It's all over Twitter the last like week. It's people comparing Mac Jones' career stats to Trevor Lawrence, and they are disappointingly close. I think win-loss is the same. Oh. Yards is a little higher for Lawrence, but touchdowns and everything, it's pretty close. INTs, like that's... You know, that's not a lot of fun to see. And it's not necessarily super accurate because Trevor Lawrence still has way more upside. And I think
it's good for Mac Jones.
More passing yards, but I mean.
Mac Jones is like, hey, you're comparing me to Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, Mac Jones like, hey.
He's loving it.
It's like finding a shiny apple, taking a bite, and then finding half a bug. It's
like a worm, eh? Classic.
Damn you, Mac Jones. How'd you get in here?
Before we move on to wide receiver, running backs. let's just briefly tie. Keep it brief. But the other guys, Bagent, and the Canadian O'Connell. would you have any interest in those quarterbacks in 2QB league or like a super flex?
Not really. I think T-Bag has he's shown enough actually. I think that's probably his nickname. It should be.
Showed a lot of interceptions last week.
Yeah, but I think he's shown enough upside with like potential fantasy production that. You know, he's interesting, but we all know that Chicago's not likely going to be starting him next year. They'll be drafting pretty high. So, you know, at best, I think he's shown enough to be maybe the backup for, you know, Drake May or Caleb Williams or whoever the hell ends up there. Mm-hmm. Which for Tyson, that's pretty damn good. He was playing, this guy was a starting quarterback at like DeVry Institute last year, went undrafted. And it looks like he's going to actually be be around the NFL for a while. So that's cool. So
starting quarterback at a distance education university where it was just him tossing the football to his dad in the backyard. Yeah.
He was a backup.
And here's the catch. His dad left for a pack of cigarettes 20 years ago, and that's just an oak tree. Aiden O'Connell intrigues me a little bit. That guy ain't moving out of a pocket too quick. So he's going to be pretty limited fantasy-wise, but I don't know. Maybe because he looks like Rod Favre, I want him to succeed. I don't know. I always think it's funny when you have a guy that kind of looks like me in the NFL, like my physical build anyway. That's not a lineman, obviously.
He's a foot planter, eh? He just goes back in the pocket and plants his
but
feet.
But he's got a good arm. He's got a good arm. So, I mean, do I have interest in 2QB or Superflex? Absolutely. I have interest in any quarterback who's going to start in 2QB or Superflex. But would I pay for them? No.
No. Heavens to Betsy now. All right. Well, thanks for that, guys. I appreciate that.
Always happy to help, David.
Yeah, well, let's mosey on over to the leaders in the fantasy football points per game for the running backs of the league. Number one, I think we all know who that is because every time he touches the ball, he runs for about 25 yards on average. That's Devon Achane, 24.3. We have Jahmyr Gibbs, 13.7. Bijan Robinson at an even 11. We have Jaleel McLaughlin, part of the McLaughlin group, 7.2.
He's from Ireland.
Oh, he is.
No.
I did not know that. But, well, McLaughlin.
There might be
sense.
A kicker from Ireland in the NFL. That's about it.
We got Ty J. Spears, 6.4. Roshan Johnson, 5.2. A really nice Zach Charbonnet at 3.8, disappointingly. We got Kendry Miller at 3.4 and Tank Bigsby at 1.8. Ugh. Yizers. Yeah, there's quite a gap between one and two, but I don't think A-Chain would be able to maintain the 24.3. I think he had a couple really big games that really helped that along.
He can and he will.
I think he might be able to improve upon it.
Now, Gibbs is finally showing what he has to offer now that Montgomery's out for a little bit. As we mentioned early on in the episode, Bijan is being a little bit limited on a weekly basis by the mustached head coach, Artie Smith, Jay's favorite head coach. It's just a matter of time, really, I think. Unless, you know, you really think Artie Smith, maybe he'll just get fired eventually. I don't know.
Could happen.
Where are you guys? You want to talk a little bit more about Robinson? I know we kind of talked about him earlier. Or you want to move on to Charbonnet? We got options, guys.
I got something to say. All of them, Dave.
Okay.
I got something to say about Robinson.
Okay.
I think it goes without saying you shouldn't be overly concerned. Like it's concerning that his usage, but like his dynasty outlook, he's still an extremely special talent. He looks way better every time he gets the ball than Tyler Allgeier does. It's just a matter of, you know, when the coaching staff will start using him properly. I guess we will see. It's not something that's going to hamper him his entire career. But it's kind of nuts. Jason Moore posted this on Twitter yesterday or today. I don't remember when, but it was players with more carries inside the five than Bijan Robinson. You have Tank Bigsby, Josh Kelly, Andrew Beck. I don't know who the fuck that is. Craig Reynolds, Roshan Johnson, Damian Harris. So these are all guys that have more carries inside of the five because of the role that Bijan has in this offense, which is
not get touchdowns.
And again, I understand the whole point of, oh, Arthur Smith doesn't care about fantasy. He doesn't care about your fantasy team. He's out there to win, which they're not really doing right now.
Oh.
But beside the point, just the whole draft capital thing, it's confusing to me. You're using top 10 picks on wide receiver, running backs, tight ends. You got running backs and tight ends, at least. It's kind of a premium position to be drafting that high. And then to go ahead and not use them, it's odd.
You, sir, are an idiot.
I mean, it's fine. Strange. And, you know, one of my dynasty leagues, I picked up Jonnu Smith and I've been playing up a tight end. And he's doing quite well, and that's a 30 bench league, so it's pretty tough to get starters. So I guess that's cool.
Yeah, happy to hear that. I mean, yeah, they have a good guy at every position. You got Pitts, London, and Robinson. But yeah, it can be frustrating. I understand you want to play for fantasy. I get that. You want to play to win. But if you're not winning, then that's you don't want to not win, because not winning is not great. Jay, do you like to win? Tell us.
I'm okay. I can give or take it. I like a good tie, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of those.
I like a good tie, and then we all go out for pizza. But now I'm no longer allowed to play with kids in soccer.
I was gonna say, if you want a lot of ties, soccer's your game.
Yeah,
a lot of zero zeros.
So I have a question for you guys: what will be viewed as a bigger failure in Atlanta, 28-3, or the Arthur Smith era?
Oof! I don't know if you can top the 28-3.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's for that.
Arthur Smith could top it. They could be up 46. Actually, they would never get up to four. They would never have that many points. It would have been 4-3 somehow, two safeties. Yeah. I've been waiting all day to make that joke. It wasn't even that
good.
Just 28-3. They blew up the Super Bowl. They blew, yeah.
Oh, did it? Oh, in the Super Bowl. Bowl. Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, a little slow. Yeah. I get, you know, so many Patriots Super Bowls, I get them all mixed up.
Well, this one was a little shocking, especially if you're a Falcons fan.
Yeah, which there are mostly in Georgia.
Now, redraft. If you have Bijan Robinson in redraft, what are you doing? Is your trade deadline passed?
Yeah.
Because if it hasn't, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a.
Even that, that's I don't a good know if question. I don't know if I'm trading him in redraft. I don't know if you're getting the proper value in redraft. I think you just you plug him in every week and you just kind of hope because he did. Yeah, he was pretty good at to start the year.
He's already cost you 1 week though, Ty.
Yeah, he does.
Would you risk putting in like a guy like Foreman instead, who has got like big games? Would you take that risk with a guy like that?
I wouldn't, but I can see why. What about that?
Here's one for you, Gus Edwards. I have started him in redraft last 3 weeks. 20 plus points in 3 weeks straight.
No, I'm still putting Bijan in. There's a certain level of stud they have to start. And if you look at like weeks 1 to 4, he was the RB6. The last 4 weeks, the RB23. So it's you know it's been down, but it's not like he's never been good in the Arthur Smith offense. So, and he's so damn good.
I think we have to disassociate our love for the player versus the situation he's in now. And I say if you have Bijan Robinson and you're in a redraft league, at this point, you got to get what you can, I think, if your league's still trading. So I know some leagues follow the stupid NFL trade deadline, but Ty, I don't think you're on the same boat as I am, but man, do I want that on my bench? I don't know.
No, I'm still
I think his name still carries more value than his ADP.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm still starting. I'm just hoping for it.
I'm starting Gus Edwards over Bijan.
I wouldn't go that far. I think he can still get better quality. I think he can still get something better than Gus for him. But
28 points, 18 points, 21 points.
That's going to fall off, though, Dave.
I don't know. It's 3 weeks. And then early on, he had a 12.2. I don't know. I'm saying it's not.
You make a compelling argument. But I just don't think I could look at myself in the face for trading for Gus Edwards with Bijan Robinson.
No, if you want to make that trade, do you have Bijan anywhere? I will find a way to get Gus Edwards.
I did not say trade. I said if you had them both, I would be starting.
Oh, yeah. The problem is
I know
Bijan could have an RB 1 week, right?
But he could.
As of right now, man, that's a grenade. That is the epitome of a grenade in your roster, especially when Atlanta doesn't even tell us the guy can't fucking play. And he takes one snap. Like,
well,
yeah, that
we'll
did
check back.
That did derail his entire kind of. If you look at his last 4 weeks, he's the RB 23. That's 1 week where he didn't play as well. So
yeah,
it's not as you know.
Kind of hurts your fantasy points per game when one game you didn't have a chance to get any fantasy points.
Exactly. It's not as doom and gloomy as it looks.
Well, we'll see next week how Gus Edwards does. That'll be the focus of our next episode.
The Gus Bus, we'll call it.
The Gus Bus Charbonnet. Can we? This is. I don't. I like this guy, but it's really based on his name. Now he's in a situation with the guy with Kenny Walker, the number three, I believe, Kenny Walker number three, the third version of Kenny Walker. So that's he's obviously not going to get a lot of opportunity, but I think he outsnapped him last game, did he not, Charbonnet? Correct me if I'm wrong.
He has, yeah. I know it was 2 weeks in a row, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I know his usage.
Walker
has
was hurt a couple weeks ago too, though. He came back from injury.
Well, that'll
outsnapped, but not out carried, if I can recall.
Outsnapped, I don't care. That's awesome.
He didn't get as many opportunities, but he outsnapped.
Yes. Outsnapped him 27-22 last week. It is the second week that has happened.
So what do you guys have any Charbonnet shares, if you don't mind me asking? That's not too personal of a question. No?
I actually don't.
I don't either. Oh, I have him in a redraft league. I have him on my bench, and I think he's probably the best handcuff in the NFL. If Kenneth Walker ever gets injured, Charbonnet should be an absolute potential league
winner.
He's
plug and play. We lead winner right there. Yeah.
I don't think you can argue that he's the best handcuff.
And he's such a good talent too. It's actually pretty disappointing that he went to Seattle in the draft, because I think there's a lot of teams where if he had gotten a starting role, we'd be talking about him as, maybe he'd be in that conversation, with the guys like Bijan, Gibbs, A-Chain.
Except though, Ty? Where could he have gone that would be worse? The fucking Falcons.
Falcons. I was going to say
Falcons. Falcons wouldn't use them properly, but,
Imagine using the Rams, though.
What's your... rank your top three, boys. Rank your top three rookie running backs right now. You're on the clock. You have 5 seconds.
I can go.
Shit.
Ty?
Go.
I think it's the same for me as it's been since week two or week three.
Dynasty, though. Sorry, Dynasty.
Yeah. Absolutely, Dynasty, yeah. It's still Bijan. Bijan, Gibbs, A-Chain. For me, it's four is when it gets a bit tricky, but well, even then, probably Spears. Then I'm pretty set.
Oh, this is gonna be this is harder than I thought it would be. So, Dave, you tell me yours, and I'll drop a bombshell.
Bijan, Gibbs, and Spears.
Okay, never mind. Dave dropped the bombshell for me. I'm throwing Spears number three, and I don't think it's anything to do with Achan or. I just don't. I see him being.
I think this is
not like there's no analytics that will tell me this. There's no. This is just me trusting my ample bosom or gut. They're both ample.
breathtaking.
I'm talking more just. I think Achan's going to be amazing when he plays, but he's not going to play a lot.
Yeah,
he's probably going to be a 9 to 10 game a year player who's going to dominate when he does. But Tajay Spears is about to inherit a backfield that's not
exactly
that might be good.
I love Tajay Spears
frame.
You know, I love Tajay Spears, but honest question: do you think Tajay Spears can score more fantasy points in 17 games than Achan can in 10? It's probably going to be pretty close.
It's going to be close. Now, if you owned Achan, and I owned Spears, and I made an offer where Spears for Achan, would you do it?
I would if you stuck. Give me a fifth rounder with it, buddy.
Deal. Just deal.
Damn it! Should ask for a fourth.
That is so reasonable, deal, Dave. You're a pleasure to trade with. Why don't I ever trade with you? We always try.
I just put Tajay Spears a little ahead of him, only because if he ends up with, like, I know Miami's usage. I think Miami's going to be just like San Francisco until they got Christian McCaffrey. It's going to be running back by committee, and they're all going to eat. But again, they're all small backs. They're all quick backs that are going to get injured.
Yeah, exactly.
Tajay Spears might have the opportunity to be a 16, 17 week starter, which I think I'd like having one of those guys that's going to give me 16 points, 13 points, 18 points versus a guy that's going to give me 40, 0, 0, 0, 50.
That's fair.
I agree.
That's fair. Now, I got a question though for you guys.
But I wouldn't trade Achan for Spears. That's for sure.
No, I wouldn't either.
You can't. You got to ride that lightning. Yep. It might burn you.
Absolutely.
But ride that lightning.
Ty, what's your question, please?
I had a question here. Dave always hosts. Jay just played host there, and he's doing really well. I want to jump in. I want to see what I can do here.
Oh, you host. Want me to put in some music?
Yeah.
Ty, if you want to be a real host, like in Hollywood, you got to go jerk off into a plant and sexually harass one of your aides.
Way ahead of you. My aide is my...
That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not a person, I guess. I don't know. I'm alone in a basement. That doesn't sound less creepy.
Not at all.
Did not save that.
Get the hose again.
I would like to get out of the hosting limelight here and get back into the background. But now my question here is, so we have Kendre Miller and Roschon Johnson, two guys. We talked about Tank Bigsby as well. Bigsby's been nothing. Each hand looks great. But out of Roschon Johnson, who Jay was a big fan of coming into the year, and Kendre Miller, who I think Jay and I were both, pretty, at least lukewarm to, liked coming into the season. Like, what do you see as a potential for either of these guys? Are either of them dynasty buys for you or just disappointments that you're, less interested in now? Like, what are your thoughts on these two fellas?
Dave, go ahead.
Well, I'm more interested in Andrew Beck personally, but we're not talking about him.
Is he
right
Canadian?
Now.
Did you play the CFL?
I went to school with some Becks, actually, so maybe it's possible. Roschon Johnson, I kind of like him. Not going to lie. What's the other guy you said? Sorry. Johnson and...
Kendre Miller.
Kendre...
Saints.
The Saints. Yeah. I want to like him, but
he's barely gotten to play.
I'm not invested in him.
He did have an opportunity, but he was injured before Kamara came back.
Yeah.
So that's a little disappointing. I think with Roschon Johnson, I know he's struggled with injuries as well, but I've been maybe a little disappointed with him. If you look at the running back avoided tackle leaders in the NFL... It's actually pretty impressive. The top three are all rookies. It's Achan, Jaleel McLaughlin, who's been great, Tajay Spears, and then Bijan Robinson's also in that top list. But if you look at the lowest rates in the NFL, so we're talking Achan 40%, Jaleel McLaughlin 37%, Tajay Spears 36% for avoided tackles. Lowest rates. Daryl Henderson 3%. Samaje Perine
4%.
Yeah,
that's not good. He's just running into people.
Latavius Murray, Kareem Hunt. You got a bunch of Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, who's been shit this year. But then you got Roschon Johnson at 6%. Like, that's not really showing a lot of lucidness.
Yeah, I actually was going to refer to this
list.
Especially
when Khalil Herbert's 31%.
I didn't realize Johnson was on this list, so I'm more interested in Miller now because he's not on this list. Because that's kind of telling when you have, you don't want to get tackled, really, in football if you can avoid it. And these guys can't seem to avoid it. Now, Daryl Henderson... I was waiting for Freeman to take over the backfield last week. Didn't happen. I'm so Sam J. Perrine. Yeah, that's disappointing. But I don't know. It's a hard read, those guys. Jay, what do you think, Miller Johnson?
I'm very disappointed in Roschon Johnson, and I hope people didn't spend too much to acquire him when good old 31% avoided tackle writ leader, or sorry, fifth place, Khalil Herbert went down. Because it's been disappointing. It's been more disappointing since Herbert went down. Do I still believe that he could be a good running back? Absolutely. But unfortunately, him and Tucker were my two kind of buy low at the start of the year, sit on them running backs, and neither have done anything. So that hurts a bit. I feel like the problem with Kendre Miller is it's like he's been waiting for his crush, who's been in a relationship all of high school, to finally break up with her boyfriend. And, you know, she finally does in university, and he goes to visit her to ask her out, and she's like, oh, I'm a lesbian now. Because that's what happened to him. Like, he was there. Literally. He could have feasted. He could have had all the touches in New Orleans while Kamara was serving suspension. And then as soon as he's finally healthy, Kamara's back. So his opportunity will come at some point. Kamara will get suspended again, probably, or get injured because he's an older back. And his chance will come, and he could be in their plans for the future. I'm a little more excited, even though the fantasy points per game is, you know, almost half of what Roschon Johnson's contributed this year. I'm a little more into Kendre Miller, I think, as far as a long-term play goes right now. And that hurts me to say, because I was a huge Roschon Johnson fan who was Bijan Robinson's very capable backup in college. So I loved his tape, Dave. I can't tell you enough about his tape.
I mean, when you can see Herbert at 31%, and Johnson at 6%, they're playing on the same team. That tells me it's not the team necessarily. It's the more of the player. So,
and sometimes these stats can be kind of misleading at times too, because
Khalil Herbert's
really had the opportunity to run with it there. And Johnson has always been in a very heavy split where he's on the losing end of the split. So maybe he hasn't had that chance to kind of get into rhythm with the offense. But
yeah, or maybe there's been,
or maybe he's just not as good as Herbert, Dave.
Maybe he's not, but maybe Herbert had a healthy O line, and maybe Johnson, maybe there's an injury. We don't know. There's so many variables.
He could be sad.
Well, I mean that information we do know. We could look that up. Don't ask me.
No, we didn't. I did.
We could. But
it's happened. So we could.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people on the internet that will tell you that. I'm not one of them because I don't care enough.
Well. What I do care about is wide receivers on many different levels. So we're going to mosey on over to that position. If you guys are on board with that, I will do as I've done through the other positions, run through the in half PPR. Undoubtedly, number one is Puka Nacua at 14.3. Jordan Addison, 12.9. Tank Dell at 12.3. Good on him. And then it trails off a little bit with Josh Downs at 9, Rashee Rice 8.6, Flowers 8.5, Reed 8.3, JSN 6.7. And then we have old Marmy Mims at 4.3. And then we have maybe the Mingo 8-year baby at 4.3, Quentin Johnson Tarantino at 2.5, and Jalen Hyatt at 3. So the 3 is pretty good. Not really. Who's Jalen Hyatt? Why is he? Could we not have stopped at one before?
Rookie wide receiver.
Yeah, he's in there. He was a dynasty guy. You know, a lot of people.
He's got more points per game than Quentin Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. What do you guys think of the biggest surprise other than Puka? Enough about Puka.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Tank Dell.
There's two on there that are surprises to me. Puka Nacua is a surprise to me, but it wasn't a surprise to a lot of analysts to start the season. For me, it's Tank Dell and Josh Downs. Those are the two biggest surprises for me.
Oh, yeah, there's JSN being there. A little bit low.
JSN being low is a surprise, but...
Yes.
Yeah, JSN being low, but also, you know, a couple of good receivers ahead of him. Thought it might take some time. Yeah. He still has some second-half flash potential.
You're right. What are we talking about? He's right where he should
for
be.
For sure. Rashee Rice, top five. That's a bit of a surprise. Well, it's not really, actually. He was I think we all kind of agreed our favorite receiver, you know, on the Chiefs heading into the season.
No. I didn't see
Dave wasn't there. I think Jay and I were.
No.
Maybe just me. I think Jay and I did.
No, we hated Sky Moore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony's the best. Yeah.
Did not like Kadarius.
Tony got a bad rap early on in the season.
It's a bad rap to this limited
I defended him after the first game. I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Just a sucker for I'm just a sucker for a Kadarius. What can I say? I've met two of them, and both of them I've boosted for.
Dane Brugler on Twitter said this. There are only six NFL pass catchers with 40-plus catches and zero drops so far this season, and half of them, which is also known as 50%, are rookies. Jordan Addison, Josh Downs, and your favorite tight end, Dalton Kincaid.
It's just kind of a nice little stat to show how good the rookies have been this year. And Addison has been very good. Justin Jefferson injuries obviously kind of helped get him a bit more of the spotlight.
Things up.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
It really has helped with that. And he was okay with Josh Dobbs last week, so he could still be pretty good. Does. He is TJ Hockenson at 37% of the target share, Addison at 20, so at least 20%. That kind of keeps him viable. So Josh Dobbs, it's obviously a bit of a downgrade over with Kirk Cousins, but he should still finish the year relevant.
Dobbs today, he didn't do too bad. He was able to service
Josh Dobbs is awesome. I just like the guy. He's like an astrophysicist.
He will so never cool. pay for a meal in Minnesota, I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you, that man may not have hair, but he has balls, which I assume also hairless.
Smooth. I was going to ask you, do you think there's hair on the balls?
Yeah, imagine that. That's the only place he had hair. Just these, like, the hairiest balls on the planet.
Like, what a cruel twist of fate.
Why did I say imagine? No, it's just imagining the hairiest balls on the planet. I'm sorry.
All right, I got a question for you guys here.
Okay.
Sorry,
please,
I'm thinking.
Please.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Lost my train of thought.
He's lost in balls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about balls.
I'm knee deep in balls.
All right, you're doing a dynasty startup today. Rank your top five of these wide receivers. So rookie wide receivers, dynasty startup, top five. I think I'd like to start with Jay.
Okay, you're going to start with Jay, are you? Okay. I still have to go JSN. If you look at the Seattle offense this year, no one's doing very well. JSN, he's become far more included in the offense of late. DK Metcalf's been fighting some injuries, but he has not been very good. And for the first time, I think, ever, the other fella's disappointed too.
Tyler Lockett,
yeah. Never has he disappointed me. This year, he's been a bit disappointing. So I'm going to go JSN number one still. I think that I can't deny the talent there. Then I have to go Puka Nacua just based off of the fact that he's, a beast. If Matt Stafford comes back or they get another quarterback, I mean, apparently Carson Wentz is signed there. Ooh. But he's definitely better than the 27-year-old rookie they had going on this week, whatever the fuck is, Rippin. Okay, so...
Mark Rippin?
Yeah, Rippin. Okay. Brett Rippin. So I'm going to go JSN, Puka Nacua. Then I'm going to go Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Tank Dell. I got to go Tank Dell, I think. Ooh. Marvin Mims is close too, though. If he could get away from the idiocracy that is the Denver Broncos head coaching staff, I think he could be a fucking bomb out there.
Yeah, Sean Payton, I saw an interview with him earlier today, and they asked about Marvin Mims' usage, and he's like, we will painstakingly try to, like, basically we will beat ourselves to, like, into submission to make sure we use him kind of thing. And it was such a weird quote.
You're the head coach, bro. Just use him.
You're the coach. Just fucking use him.
Just use them.
It's kind of like
just use them.
It's kind of like the Bills head coach. I went, we don't really know what's going on. Well, you should know what's going on with the offense.
Yeah. Shouldn't you though?
You should have known to the priest. You should have saw what happened last year. And went, hey, maybe we need to fix things this year. Nope. Let's just let them keep throwing Gabe Davis deep, where he quits on routes and Josh gets intercepted. Anyway, I digress.
You digress.
I think I'm comfortable with my selection.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, okay. You're done. Can I go?
Yeah, sure. Please.
All right. I do agree with Jay with JSN. It's number one. Nacua number two, Addison number three. So I agree with those three. Then I plug in a guy named Zay Flowers, and then Marvin Mims.
Okay, so we disagreed on the fifth.
Little Mims love.
Okay. Tank Dell is where I kind of like. I don't think so, Jay. I like him. He's doing great. I just think
you don't like the boom bust. You don't like the. I mean, he's never really been bust. He's more boom meh. Than anything else.
He's too tied to Stroud. There's too much.
I would love to be tied to Stroud. I would be tied to half the quarterbacks in the NFL. Stroud would be at the top.
He could tie me down anytime he likes. But I'm just saying, I'm just a little concerned with with a thing there. But yeah, anyways, otherwise, pretty similar. I mean, I want to say Mingo. I really did. I really did. He's like a number six.
There'd be
six.
No reason to, though. You might as well say Hyatt.
At that point. Ty, do you have something different to bring to the table?
I do. I definitely do. Gonna blow your minds here. My number one is Puka Nacua.
Of course.
I just think realistically, if I own JSN and somebody offered me Puka Nacua in Dynasty right now, would I take it? So fast. Okay. I just would. He's been so good.
No, that's
can I tell you a secret, Ty?
Yeah.
Can't tell anybody else though. Dave, don't listen. Puka Nacua is my number one too. I just didn't do it because I knew you were gonna say Puka Nacua.
All right.
Well, he's still my number two.
The lengths we go to just to make this a pleasurable listening experience for the millions of listeners that we have.
Straight up.
But yeah, so Puka number one for me. Number two for me is Jordan Addison. Number three is JSN. Addison and JSN are about the same for me, and they kind of were coming into the season anyway. I did have JSN ahead, but yeah, I really like Jordan Addison. And
I just, he's behind Jefferson.
Yeah, he is behind Jefferson, but I still think there's, we'll have to see what the quarterback situation kind of works out in Minnesota long term. But I think he's a pretty special talent. So put those as my top three, and then I'm going to go number four is, it's got to be Flowers. And then number five, Tank Dell. Okay. Josh Downs is very, very close for me.
We both agreed on Flowers at number four, and that makes me happy.
Full PPR, Josh Downs a little higher for you?
Full PPR?
Because he's a little bit of a magnet.
Yeah, he could be. I don't know. It really depends how that offense is going to work out when Anthony Richardson is actually fully there as quarterback.
It is true.
So we'll see. I think Downs will still be, he'll still be just out of my top five. I think half PPR or full PPR, I think I'd keep the same top six.
Cool.
Well,
I'd be comfortable with it.
I think, ironically, Downs has nowhere to go but up.
Clever.
All right. On that high note, we're going to finish off with some tight ends. Tight ends, which is a pretty good class of rookie tight ends this year, I must say. That's to name the list here. Sam Laporta, 11.1. Dalton Kincaid, 7.2. Luke Musgrave, 5.6. Then a bit of a drop-off. We have Michael Mayer at 2.6. Luke Schoonmaker, who makes shoons, 1.1. And then we have Darnell Washington, who rounds out the top five at 0.3. So I take what I said back. It's actually a rich class.
It's top six. I don't know why I included Washington. These are the six that we talked about coming into the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
It usually takes tight ends a bit of time. It's still a good class.
Okay. If you say so, you're wrong. But yeah, I mean, Laporta has been a pleasant surprise. Kincaid's stepping it up a little bit, so I don't think we really had a doubt. But I think personally, Laporta is got there a little bit faster than I anticipated.
Yep.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. So it's just not me. Okay.
Not just you.
I would love to see Musgrave get there a little bit quicker, personally. But I mean, hey, Jordan Love.
He's got a quarterback situation.
He looked pretty good when Love was playing. Well, like at least, superficially maybe, but he looked like when Love was playing fairly well and passing a lot, Musgrave looked pretty good. There's a couple plays where he was kind of just catch and fall type situation where maybe he could have got some extra yards, but he looked like there was probably some more year one potential initially. It just hasn't really panned out. And a lot of that's just the Green Bay offense, the Jordan Love thing, Love situation.
Yeah. Jay, tell me about Darnell Washington.
I don't want to talk about Darnell Washington, dude. I want to talk about Sam Laporta. I want to talk about Sam Laporta and Dalton Kincaid. And I want to pose to you guys a question. Rest of season, Sam Laporta or Dalton Kincaid? Who
Laporta
comes out on top?
Laporta.
Or Laporta?
I think he gets the ball. I think he just fits into the Lions offense a little bit better than Kincaid in Buffalo. But I mean, they run a lot of single tight end sets, I think, more in Detroit than they do in
Buffalo. Buffalo has one tight end right now, so.
Yeah, Dawson Knox is out.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, but he'll be back. Like, you think he's out forever?
Surgery.
Like, come on. Wow.
So
but I think rest of season.
All right, I forgot Dawson.
Rest of season.
Okay.
Ty, what do you think?
It's an interesting question, rest of season, because Kincaid, last three games, what, 26 targets, 23 receptions, 221 receiving yards. I mean, that's big. That plays. I think rest of season, I will say Kincaid slightly outscores Laporta, rest of season. But I still have Laporta ranked as my tight end one in the rookie class. It's still him and then Kincaid. They're very close. But I think Kincaid, rest of season. Fuck it.
So Laporta's best 2 weeks of receptions were 8, twice. Kincaid, 10 last week. 8 2 weeks ago in New England. Only 5 in Tampa Bay, but his usage has gone up so much. Buffalo has to adapt, or they're not going to make the playoffs. And where they've had success...
They might not, though.
I don't think Ken Dorsey's capable of adapting. I'm surprised Ken Dorsey doesn't actually get lost on the way to the... Like, I don't think he can scheme his way to the fucking facilities, because it's not exactly in Buffalo either. Orchard Park isn't, anyway. Dalton Kincaid, for me, I think, is going to catch Kincaid. I think he's going to outscore him slightly over the rest of the season, but they're going to finish pretty close to each other. And I wouldn't have thought that in the first 5-6 weeks, that's for sure. Kincaid was, he was a little banged up. But the last 2 weeks, man, the last 3 weeks, we've seen a different player. We've seen the player that we drafted, that Josh wanted drafted, and he wants to use him. And Gabe Davis isn't the guy. He's not a wide receiver, too. He's got to be used as like the third or fourth option. Kincaid and Diggs are the 1 and 2 reads. So I'm very excited owning Kincaid for the last half of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you think either of them will outscore Hockenson?
Yeah, probably.
I think maybe a better question, actually. Do you think you can make a case for either of them being tight end one overall in Dynasty?
Yeah. I think so.
Over Pitts. Like Pitts.
Well, right now, I think it's probably consensus might be Mark Andrews, and I think that's the biggest name for me that's stopping me.
Oh, yeah. At least forget about him.
I think if I'm doing a startup draft right now, I'm probably taking Mark Andrews as the top tight end because he's just...
Kelsey's just
too old now.
Kittle. And Kittle's getting a little bit older.
Yeah,
Kittle's injured.
Injured, and just not consistent. Yeah.
Kittle and bits and bits and bits.
Kelsey's a bit too old, and I don't want to have to pay attention to whether Taylor Swift is in the audience or not to see if he's going to be good that week.
Oh, Ty, I already know where T-Swift is. Don't worry about that.
So, yeah.
I'll send you a quick text.
Jay's following the tour schedule. So that stuff. But I think behind Mark Andrews, I would put Laporta Kincaid as 2-3 for me. I have them both ahead of Hockenson, and nothing against Hockenson. I like Hockenson as well. I just think they're both a slightly better talent.
Okay.
They are.
I have one last question.
Can I answer this question? Can I answer the question?
Somebody offers you. One? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I agree with Ty.
Okay. See, I knew you would. This is a big question. I'm going to put you really on the spot here. Someone offers. This is a trade. It's one for one. Somebody offers you Darnell Washington for Luke Schoenmaker. What do you do? What do you fucking do?
Just like, find something else to do with my life. I don't know. Maybe do a wellness check on the person who sent that trade and be like, you're spending too much time on Dynasty. You need hobbies. Do you want to go for a walk? Maybe we can go for a hike. We can have a picnic.
That's the correct answer is have a picnic.
I say, correct. Nick, it's 2 a.m, buddy. What's going on? Shoenmaker is intriguing. The only thing is he's got a Ferguson right ahead of him there.
Ferguson's looking good, man. Ferguson, he's pretty good the last couple weeks.
He's connected the last couple weeks. He's really connected. So,
yeah. All right. Cool. Awesome. Guys, anything else to say about the tight ends, or does that wrap it up?
Yeah, I don't like tight ends, but I like Kincaid, and I like Laporta.
And that's it.
Luke Musgrave.
There you have it,
folks.
Luke
Musgrave could be intriguing later down the road.
Yeah.
I think
Michael
Mayer is going to be good, I think. You're gonna have to wait a bit. I think with the Raiders, they finally got the coaching situation figured out a bit. Josh McDaniels is a fucking
idiot. Do they though?
Well, they got rid of McDaniels.
They have to see where they're going next. But I think things are going to start getting better there. It might take a couple of years, but Mayer's a good he's a good long term hold for Dynasty still.
And his value's only dropped a little bit too. He's got Aiden O'Connell, Rod Farva tossing the ball. we'll see what happens there. I mean, a rookie quarterback tends to check down, and Mayer might be there.
Waiting. I just can't get over the owner's haircut. I mean, there's something wrong there.
Do you know he drives like a couple hundred miles just to get his haircut from a specific barber?
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
There's more to this story. There's got to be more to it. He's like,
is Helen Keller still alive? Is that his barber?
I was gonna say.
I know that's a dumpster fire there. Anyways, thanks for sharing your thoughts and feelings this week. If you haven't checked out our last episode, it was we did a QB class 2024. And next week we are going to do WR, which is wide receivers. Draft class of 2024. So please join us then. Check out the old Twitter. I think we're hanging out there, the old website, or find us on any podcast of choice. We're on every single. Are we on iHeartRadio, Jay?
Yeah, we're everywhere, Dave.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're everywhere podcasts are casted.
Nice there plug, though, Dave.
And if you're listening to this, buddy, you already found where we are.
Yeah, so you don't have to look anywhere else. I mean, yeah. But download them everywhere.
We're like, where's guys, Waldo? Nice except, like, we're obvious.
Yeah. We are.
Bye.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
I mean that.
This is the Dynasty Football Live Podcast.